Hey guys, all right. You know, I'm not a drink maker a lot, but I do like to make a nice beverage. And my friends from Sol Tu Noches were nice enough to send out a bottle of their Sol Tu, a t-shirt and a hat. And they also sent a drink chart and some drinks to make with Sol Tu. And I'll be honest, I've been working hard today and it's time for me to have a nightcap, go have a drink and chill on the front porch and sit with my dog and wait for my wife to get home from Spanish class. And I thought, what better drink to do that with than the Espresso Sol Tutini? We're going to make an espresso martini utilizing Sol Tu. Now, for those of you who don't know what Sol Tu is not an agave spirit, but it's an agave adjacent spirit. It's made with the Desalirium plant, the desert spoon, which grows in different areas in Mexico. This Sol Tu is actually made in the state of Chihuahua. And they make this very much the same way they make an ancestral mezcal or old school tequila. They're going to dig up that Desalirium plant. They're going to cut off all of its leaves or pincas. They're going to then roast it underground. And then from there, it's going to come out and be crushed. And then it's going to be fermented in open fermentation tanks. And they have a pecan farm that's right down the road. So it's crazy how much nuttiness comes from that fermentation into this Sol Tu. So Sol Tu is a very herbal, a lot of minerality. And this one has a lot of nuttiness. You pick up a little bit of smoke. It's a much different flavor than what you get in your standard high production tequila. And this is very sippable. This stuff is really amazing. So what I have first is 2 ounces of cold press espresso. Just going to dump that in there. And then we're going to pour in 2 ounces of this fantastic Sol Tu. And I'm telling you, if you're a mezcal fan or you're an ancestral tequila fan, you really got to try some Sol Tu. And then it calls for some orange liqueur. So I'm going to pop out a little Patron orange liqueur, which is made from Patron tequila. So we're going to throw this orange in there, 2 ounces of that, and we're going to shake it up. All right, there we go. We got it all shook up. We're going to take the strainer. It says to garnish it with some dark chocolate. I don't have any dark chocolate. All right, let's give it a sip. Man, to me, that's better than a regular espresso martini. You get that earthiness. You get that really smokiness along with the espresso. That really gives it a great flavor. I got to tell you, though, I do want to have a little taste of this Sol Tu by itself. Wow, that is just so good. Look, if you're out at a bar or a restaurant and you see Sol Tu on the shelf, especially if it's Sol Tu Noches, tell them, hey, I want a shot of that. Pour it in a nice sipping glass so I can taste it and smell it and really get the idea of what a Sol Tu tastes like and enjoy it. Sol Tu Noches, fantastic brand, fantastic Sol Tu. If you want to learn more about the brand, you can watch my brand interview. I interviewed Danny McKee, one of the owners, where he really talks about their whole production method, what Sol Tu is, what the Desalirium plan is, what their production method is, everything. So check it out. I'll make it show up over here or down here somewhere so you can watch that video. Thanks for tuning in. If you've had a Sol Tu and you enjoy it, put it in the comments. Let me know all about it. Thanks. Have a great night.